From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
So Brody, you're saying that the information you have is that recreational fishers caught 20% more crayfish than they were allocated on the East Coast this year, is that right?
Yes, Leon. There's a 40-tonne allocation on the East Coast and we've actually gone to 48.5 tonnes, so yeah, just over 20%.
And so what does that mean, Brody, in terms of the efforts to try and restore crayfish numbers or to lift crayfish numbers on the East Coast?
It's called an overcatch for a reason. Any sort of overcatch is counterproductive to restoring the numbers on the East Coast, and that's sort of based off the rebuilding strategy that the department released a few years ago. So it's not good, but on the other hand, it is good because the reason for the overcatch is suggestive by catch per unit of effort that the fishery is improving. So you fish more, you fish the same amount, you're effectively catching more as the fishery improves. So that's just suggestive is the reason for the overcatch. So it's kind of good and bad, I guess.
You've made some suggestions about what the government might do in response to get the catch back down to the 40 tonnes allocated or accept it. So what options do you think are on the table at the moment?
IMAS can only really make recommendations based on the current system. So they're suggesting that effectively the season would have to be shortened by another 2 months to keep recs below that 40 tonne.
By 2 months, Brody?
Yes, and remembering the season before, we were already reduced by 6 weeks. So over 2 years, talking 3.5 months reduced.
We could be talking about a cray fishing season that starts in late January.
That's potential. I mean, I foresee that the reduction of 2 months would probably be in order to upset less people for Christmas. I would probably foresee it maybe a gap in the system, maybe bring it from the other end, or potentially not opening till the end of January.
Right. What sort of reaction was there on the Recreational Crayfishers Facebook page to that idea?
I think you probably could understand that one. I guess some people, when you've got 200 comments based on the general public, there's some comments that are based on maybe we should shut the whole fishery. If it's that bad to need that kind of input, then maybe we should shut it. You know, maybe we need to look at other options. Maybe we should be dropping bag limits. Who knows? It's so hard to get a vibe from so many different people. But all my intent was just to try and show people what the options were and to sort of educate people on why those restrictions were in place.
The crayfish bag limits on the East Coast has already gone down from 5 to 3 to 2 in recent years. I mean, mm-hmm. What about the prospects that the bag limit might be further reduced to 1?
I mean, everything's in the minister's power. He can do what he likes. But in seasons previous, there's been an indication that the department aren't overly happy to play with bag limits below 2 based on economic, social economics as well. So I don't personally think that's going to be tabled, and I haven't heard that it's been tabled as yet. But like I said, the power's in the minister's hands. He sees that as a viable option, then he's more within his rights to put that on paper.
How worried are you, how worried are recreational crayfishers that something drastic might happen that'll really impact on their ability to, you know, get out and catch a cray for a good number of months of the year?
That's a really hard question, Leon. Remembering that the reason this overcatch is existing is because the fishery is getting better. That's important to remember. But you're right, the consequences of the fishery getting better means that people are catching their fish quicker and easier. So the likelihood of an overcatch again next year is imminent if we stay at 40 tonne. Some seasons previous we've had a slight drop because of biotoxin closures and stuff like that, which is a little bit out of our control. So the concern is imminent, I guess is probably the best word. There will be, next year the same thing will happen if we stay with the same system. The year after it will happen more and more and more. Overcatches, in my eyes, keeping the fishery as a priority, overcatches are totally counterproductive. We can't keep doing it, so there needs to be looked at other options as far as I'm concerned.
Other options meaning what, Brody? I mean, one option would be just to allocate an extra 10 tonnes annually off the professional crayfish quota, which is captured and then heads straight to China in most cases. What about that as a plan?
You've hit the nail on the head there. RECFAC, the Recreational Fisheries Advisory Committee, have tabled two options to the minister, and that is exactly that. This year, to increase us by 10 tonne, and then 10 tonne each year for the next 4 years. So totalling 50 tonne over 5 years by the time the rebuild strategy is revisited. If we go up 10 tonne this year, remembering we caught 48.5 tonne this year on the East Coast, if we go up 10 tonne and the catch per unit of effort increases again this year, it's highly likely we'll overcatch 50 tonne next year. So Rexac also put through a second option of 20 ton this year, an extra 20 ton this year, and then 10 ton for the next 3 years.
Professor Caleb Gardner is the Director of Sustainable Marine Research at the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies. Caleb, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Leon.
Are crayfish stocks still increasing overall on the East Coast?
Correct, that's right. So they're still increasing. There was very low levels, so down around the sort of 10% of the natural levels around 2013 when the sort of changes to East Coast management came in. So they're increasing. Still got a long way to go, but they're on the way up.
What is actually on the table in the circles that you work in at the moment, Caleb?
Sorts of things you could do might be, yes, reallocating between the sectors. You already discussed that this morning. You could control the seasons differently. There could be changes to the boat limits, to the possession limits, to the bag limits, the daily bag limits. There's even things like different controls on the gear as well, so perhaps changing controls on diving versus potting as well. So,
what sort of a scientific wind is there behind that idea? Because that's the way I like to catch my crayfish, to declare a personal interest. Or what sort of impact would saying it's pot only have, do you think, on the catch rates?
From our perspective, it doesn't make any difference really whether a lobster is caught by a pot or by someone diving. It's just one less lobster that is in the sea, and therefore that slows the rate of rebuild. So from our biological perspective, it's just really critical that the catches are controlled more than anything. How you go about doing that very quickly turns into a discussion of the benefits to the state. So some of these controls have got different impacts on the community benefits that we might get from recreational fishing or indeed from commercial fishing, but it's a really sensible thing for the community and for the politicians to be thinking about, you know, how is the best way of sharing the limited amount of catch that we've got between different peoples? You know, I think there is something certainly worth talking about and worth thinking about. Do we want to have a fishery where you have a small number of people taking a lot of catch or a lot of people taking a small amount of catch? Yeah. And this is something we measure, actually. So we do get a sense on how many times people go, and you do have those group of fishers who are the avid fishers who go fishing a very high number of days per year and take a very large share of the catch. I think one of the things people don't understand or appreciate, at least around the rock lobster fishery, is just how small the catch is per individual if we are to keep the fishery being fished sustainably. So if you think about that 40 tonne, that's the sort of our guide on the stable recreational catch at the moment. That 40 tonnes, we've got around 20,000 licensed recreational fishers in Tasmania. You can sort of do the basic math on that, and if we just assume one lobster weighs a kilogram, that means each recreational fisher, if they went to the East Coast, could only catch about two lobsters per year. But you can see it's a really small number of lobsters per individual, so it's a real challenge. It's actually not a very productive fishery at all, and each lobster takes a long time to grow. You know, the average size that the average age that a lobster is when it's caught is typically above, say, 10 years. So they're slow-growing animals, not very productive, and therefore the number of individuals that can be taken by any one licensed recreational person is pretty small. So it does mean that if you have some individuals who are taking a very large number, that comes at the cost of other people who just want to go out and catch one or two per year.